I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Tech company Apple has removed access to a popular Bible app and a popular Quran app in China. The Chinese government has also removed several Christian WeChat accounts since new laws went into effect this year. Kurt Rovenstein is with Bibles for China.
There's always that political piece. You know, it didn't meet the right criteria, that didn't have the right permissions. And I get that. You know, that's the story that is told, and that's probably the reality.
However, he also suspects the Chinese government wants to find any excuse to suspend these apps. That's why the ministry focuses on getting physical Bibles into China. Rovenstein says they've pursued new opportunities in Russia, near the Chinese border. They'll distribute Bibles in Chinese-speaking communities there. He hopes these people will then take Bibles into China when they travel there for family or business. Please pray this project will bring the hope and love of Jesus to many. And what do you do when the Lord calls you to be a missionary, but then you have to leave the mission field? That's what American missionary couple Warren and Brenda faced. MNN's Lindsay Koh has more.
Warren and Brenda followed God's leading to be missionaries in Poland. They learned the language and even started a church. But after some time, Brenda got very sick. Heartbroken and confused, the couple had to leave. Then they learned about Jesus Film Project. They were amazed by stories of communities coming to Christ after watching the Jesus film in their heart language. They began funding Jesus Film translations. By continuing to support Jesus Film Project, Brenda and Warren are faithful to their calling to make disciples. You can find your missions calling at missionnews.org. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.